Matthew chapter 15. Then the scribes and Pharisees from Jerusalem came to Jesus and said, "Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." But he replied, saying to them, "Why do you, for your part, transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God gave commandment, saying, 'Honour your father and your mother,' and 'He who speaks ill of his father or mother must certainly die.' But you say, 'Whoever says to his father or mother, that by which you might have been benefited from me is a dedicatory gift, is acting correctly, and he does not honour his father or his mother at all. So you invalidate the commandment of God by your tradition. You hypocrites, Isaiah prophesied well concerning you, saying, "This people approaches me with their mouth, and with their lips they honour me, but their heart is far removed from me. They worship me vainly, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." Then he called the crowd and said to them, "Listen to this and understand. It is not that which goes into the mouth which defiles a man, but that which comes out of his mouth. That defiles a man." Then his disciples came to him and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees take offence when they hear the word?" But he answered and said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father did not plant will be uprooted. Leave them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall in a pit." Then Peter responded and said to him, "Explain this parable to us." And Jesus said, "Are you too still lacking in understanding? Do you not yet understand that everything that goes into the mouth proceeds into the stomach and is discharged into the latrine? But the things which come out of the mouth come out of the heart, and those things defile a man. For out of the heart come evil reasonings, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false testimonies, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but eating with unwashed hands does not defile a man." Then Jesus went out from there and withdrew to the districts of Tyre and Sidon. And it so happened that a Canaanite woman from those territories came out and cried aloud to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely possessed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and appealed to him and said, "Send her away, because she is shouting after us." But he answered and said, "I have not been sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and worshipped him and said, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not right to take the bread of the children and throw it to the dogs." But she said, "Indeed, Lord, but even the dogs eat from the crumbs which fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus answered and said to her, "Madam, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you wish." And her daughter was cured from that hour. Then Jesus moved on from there and went beside the Sea of Galilee. And he went up the mountain, and he sat there, and large crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others, and they laid them down at the feet of Jesus, and he cured them, so that the crowds were amazed, seeing the mute speaking, the maimed restored, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples and said, "I feel compassion for the crowd, because it has been 3 days already that they have stayed with me and have not had anything to eat, and I do not want to dismiss them fasting, in case they faint on the way." Then the disciples said to him, "Where can we get enough loaves to feed so large a crowd in such a desolate place?" At this Jesus said to them, "How many loaves have you got?" Then they said, 7, and a few small fish. Then he ordered the crowds to recline on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and he gave thanks, and he broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, while the disciples gave it to the crowd. And they all ate, and were filled, and they gathered up the excess pieces, 7 hampers full. Now those who ate were 4,000 men, excluding women and children. Then he dismissed the crowds, and went on board the boat, and went to the regions of Magdala.